Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 8th of January 1961. Don't end up at what others say. Don't end up at others' mouths. Animals ending up at human mouth die once, but human being ending up at others' mouths die for many times. You must end up at your candors. What others say could be right or wrong. But your candor never tell you wrong. Burmese become Christian and Muslim are ending up at others' mouths. They are under the danger of wrong view, Miccha Ditthi. The Buddha said that there was no fault heavier than wrong view. The Kanda never tell you it's a man or a woman. They tell you only form, feeling, mind, etc. Don't neglect it when they are telling you. They will tell you, Ehi Pasiko come. And contemplate me. When you contemplate, it's not there. Sandatiko, it's visible here and now. Follow it with your own knowledge. Feeling, Vedana, is Anicca. It is feeling which is calling at you. It shows its impermanence to you. Vedanam Anicam, feeling is impermanent. Is this other people, whatever their belief system, told you? Or the Kanda itself shows you? You follow the Kanda which shows you that, seeing Vedana Anicca, consciousness Anicca, mind Anicca. It can't be wrong. Ehi Pasiko is impermanence, Anicca, and Sandatiko is insight, Vipassana, i.e., form, Vedana, mind, Dharma and their Anicca are insight knowledge equals Anicca Vipassana. When the bed bug bites you don't follow with your hand, but with Nana, knowledge. If you follow with the hand dependent arising will continue. Ehi Pasiko is the caller and Sandatiko is the follower. In this way becomes a Kaliko non-temporal, giving you the result without delay, continued the story of Anathapandikovada Sutta. How to do it and become non-attachment? You can contemplate the impermanence of the object of attachment. It becomes attachment if you do not see its faults. By seeing the faults and has no attachment. Any Dharma without any person or being is emptiness Sanatha Dharma. Seeing impermanence, their disenchantment and their ending are without person and being is emptiness, Sanatha. There are two kinds of emptiness. Seeing their impermanence and disenchantment are the emptiness of without self, Atta, and soul, Jiva. The second is the emptiness of not self, Anatta, Nibbana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 9th of January 1961. Stopping and contemplation. This candor will torture you wherever you are in. From the beginning come out from the mother's womb carrying on the head with aging and death. Don't think that whatever life you are in will be good. It is really good only with the ending of candor or the peacefulness. Don't think it is good while flattering by Tanna. The Buddha mentioned it as the truth of Dukkha. It was taught by the all-knowing Buddha, Sabbanutta Buddha, that we have to take it as a confirmation. You must end the Kanda if you want to end Dukkha. You must do the work of ending Kanda, doing the ending of the cause. The Buddha taught people according to their temperaments. So don't reject any of them. The ways to heavens, Brahma worlds and Nibbana, all these were taught by him according to people's temperaments. If you discern impermanence, you will reach toward Nibbana. Continue forward with persistent practice and no need to give up. You must get the ending of Kanda which is Nibbana. If you are disenchanted to the Kanda and you will get it. Don't let your doubt come in. Even you don't get it in this life will get it in next life. To fulfill this point yogis must do their practices without any giving up in this life, whatever the reasons may be. Someone getting it in this life will finish it in next life, as Sayadaw. It is not necessary to perform the funeral if any kinds of life are good. In Burmese, a dead body is used as a subha, the Pali word for foulness. Literal translation will be, no need to throw the corpse away. When you are still alive this asubha, foul body, discharges urine and excrement. After death, this asuba, corpse, has to be taken away to outside the village because of the disgusting smell. The works of ending kanda are the contemplation of impermanence and the stopping method. If you can't stop with the stopping method and out of reach the target, then contemplate impermanence. I'll show you the stopping method of insight, vipassana. Malankyaputta requested the Buddha to give him short instruction to Nibbana, SN.35.95 Malukyaputtasuttam. Young and old can realize the Dharma. At the time of the Buddha, young novices, such as Sumana, Pandita, both of them 7 years old, and old people, such as Radha, Bakula, both 80 years old, etc., they had the realization. You will realize it by meeting a good teacher and with persistent effort. You will reach Nibbana if you don't give the permission for Tanha to come in. For example, you see a form. If you see the white color, then just stop at white. That is, seeing white and the knowing. Don't let the other mind states come in. You all are good runners, practices. If you just stop at knowing the sweetness when you eat sweet food, and if you just stop at the coldness when you know cold. For people mostly can't stop. So, there are two ways of practice, stopping and contemplation of impermanence. Using mindfulness, sati, and wisdom, panna, are also a kind of stopping, i.e. seeing anicca. In this way tanha ceases. In the Malapanasa, Majjhima Nikaya, with contemplation can dispel asava, taints. Malankyaputta dispelled asava by stopping. By stopping, the sense faculties are in safety and dispel asava. You can't find this in books. Sense faculties are becoming safe and no taints come in. If you can't stop, we'll give you another method. For example, in the seeing and knowing, contemplate the impermanence of seeing. Both of them are reaching to Nibbana in the same way. You can stop by just seeing if you are staying alone in a quiet place, whereas it becomes difficult if you are mixed up with other people. Indriya Bhavana, development of sense faculty, and Bhojanga or Magunga Bhavana, development of enlightenment factors or the path factors, are the stopping and contemplation methods. Sometimes even you can forget to contemplate impermanence. A lot of not knowing, avidya, come into the practice. If kalesas come in, then you will slow to get the knowledge. According to Sayadaw, stopping methods were only taught by the Buddha to two disciples, i.e., Bahya Dharusarya and Malankyaputta. For most people it's difficult to just stop at whatever arising in the beginning practice. But contemplation is easier. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 11th of January 1961. Impermanence. Worldlings, Padarjana, were confused with the knowledge, Nana. Therefore the Buddha gave this talk, Kimsupama Sutta. Closing parenthesis dot. You will see Nibbana if you discern the arising and passing away of phenomena. You must follow to the end of it, i.e., impermanence. You can contemplate any one of the five khandhas, and when it comes to an end we'll see Nibbana. Don't be in low spirit. Minds arise and you observe them and not there. If you know it's not there and that's enough. The mind observes the mind. Minds can't arise together or can't be in parallel. If you contemplate the mind, all other khandhas are including in it. The five khandhas are arising and vanishing together. Just contemplate one of them which you prefer. The Buddha taught four objects for insight depending on the human characters. It is important to choose a right object for a yogi. Some yogis' experiences support this point. During the first part, impermanence is before and followed by knowledge, nana, after, i.e., anicca, magga. At last Nibbana is before and followed by path knowledge after. I.e., Nibbana, Magunga, these two words are very important. Sometimes Sayadaw's Dharma explanations for direct experiences were subtle and profound. They can't be listened superficially. There are a lot of food for the heart and thought for careful reflection. Without discerning impermanence and the mundane knowledge, Lokya Magga, can't arise. Without ending of impermanence you can't see Nibbana. In between him, i.e., insight knowledge and path knowledge, you will only see impermanence. Without a teacher you will have confused view and misunderstanding. In the sutta, the worldling monk had confusion. Worldlings are very strong in arguments because of their talkativeness. The main thing is discerning impermanence of whatever you are contemplating. This was the fourth arahant's instruction to the worldling monk. You can contemplate any one of the four satipatthana to your preference. For example, if you prefer feeling and whatever feeling arises, contemplate its impermanence, disenchantment and the ending of it. Maybe you'll complain as can't see impermanence. For example, during the sitting you want to get up. After getting up the wanting mind is gone. Again, you want to sit down. After you sit down and the wanting mind is gone. Is this not impermanence? Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, 13th and the 15th of January 1961, 21st, the 22nd of March 1962. Training the Six Animals. The Buddha was the most remarkable teacher among all the spiritual teachers. In the Sutta Nikaya, he used similes, analogies, metaphors, etc. to explain his teachings. It directly went into the hearts of listeners and affected strongly. Sometimes it had subtle and profound meanings in itself and found out by the listeners with serious contemplation. We have to use the Sutta teachings by serious contemplation to develop wisdom faculty and practice. Sayadaw gave four talks based on the Salayatanasamyutta, the simile of the six animals. The Buddha taught to the monks how to restrain the six sense faculties. It's about restraint and non-restraint and their consequences. In this sutta the Buddha gave the analogy or simile of the six animals which represented the six sense faculties of eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind respectively. T1. A man would catch six animals. A snake, a crocodile, a bird, a dog, a jackal and a monkey with different domains and feeding grounds, and tie them each with a strong rope. Having done so, he would tie all the ropes together with a knot in the middle and release them. The six animals with different domains and feeding grounds would each pull in the direction of its own feeding ground and domain. If we contemplate this point, it's very funny and humorous and a lot of compassion to these animals. Human beings are also in the same situation, even maybe worse than animals. The knot in the middle was representing ignorance and human being, and the six ropes were tanha and connected with like six sense faculties. Here the six animals, if we take this simile into our human life, we'll find out that how funny and stupid human beings are. The snake wanted to enter an anthill. The crocodile wanted to enter the water. The bird wanted to fly up into the sky. The dog wanted to enter a village. The jackal wanted to enter a charnel ground and the monkey wanted to enter a forest respectively. And then the Buddha taught the monks how to train the six animals, i.e., eye, ear, nose, tongue, body and mind, binding all the six animals to a strong post or pillar. Then, the six animals, with different domains and feeding grounds, would each pull in the direction of its own. After struggling for some time all became worn out, fatigued and lied down at the post. Here the strong post represented mindfulness practice. The Buddha's business was to teach people until they understood. You all business is after understand have to practice. Making wealth is tiring. After death everything left behind and wasted. Sayadaw talked about the six animals represented like six sense faculties. Each sense door connects with ignorance and craving. Therefore the khanda connects with avijja and tanha. The six ropes are tanha. Tie the ropes together with a knot is ignorance. Herding the animals is yogi. All six of them are not the same nature and preferences. Sayadaw explained each animal nature corresponded to the six sense faculties of the nature in human life. You all come to this human world look after these animals. To free from their pulling away you must strike a strong vipassana post in the ground. T2. This khanda is not following your wishes. You have to live together with this candor without any goodness in itself. It's getting old. Has to look after and by feeding it, but it still becomes sick. The reason why both of our eyes don't get the light of knowledge is the power of ignorance. Tanner is also very blindly carving to things. So always we are living with the truth of Dukkha. This candor is inflicting with pain and sores. Just look at it whether it's true or not because it's the aggregates of feeling. Now, you are sitting. Can you sit without any change? Inner feeling flares up. It's the Vipaka Vata Kanda, the resultant body of the rounds of existence, created by defilements and kama. With the matters of defecating and urination, hunger and thirst etc. A lot of things are going on with this body. In these situations, a person in Vedana, here referred to Dukkha, is suitable for him to go through into the thorny bushes, here means the six thorny sense objects. You can't keep it anywhere for safety. There is no feeling which gives you any good results. Pleasant feeling, Sukha Vedana, connects to the greed of dependent arising. Unpleasant feeling, Dukkha Vedana, connects to the anger of dependent arising. Neutral feeling, Apekka Vedana, connects to the delusion of dependent arising. Every feeling arises will be good only by contemplation. On the original feelings pierced by the thorns of six senses objects that pleasant mental feelings, Somanasa, unpleasant mental feeling, Domanasa, and neutral mental feeling, Apekka, are arising again. We must end the feeling. Inside us have full of feelings and then we are going into the outside thorny forest and new feelings arise. You can't live without any feeling. It was like a monkey had a sore which he scratched randomly with hand and it becomes serious. The Buddha referred to the body in 40 different ways as diseases. Therefore, what time you are free from it? We are living with the external and outer sores. Sayadaw explained each one of the thorns, i.e., sense objects with their examples. With outer thorns and feelings arise inside. Your inner feelings, i.e., bodily feelings, are fulfilled by your past prayers and I can't do anything for you. For a popular example, later Buddhists want to be born again and again and they are making vows and prayers for that purpose. We can make adjustment to the mental feelings. There are many thorns outside. The majority of common people know only the Vedana of near death on bed. They don't know there are Vedana inside and outside. Contemplate the impermanence of form, sound, smell etc. i.e., seeing, hearing, etc. Closing parenthesis dot. In this way knowledge arises and Tanner will not follow behind Vedana. By contemplation of seeing, hearing etc. not lead to Tanner. For finishing all the Vedana by contemplation, you can contemplate the impermanence of sense objects and the knowing mind, consciousness. Therefore Vedana not arises and also finishing of Tanner. If internal mental feeling arises can contemplate its impermanence and will not connect to Tanner. T3. People with sores, defilements, have greed, anger and delusion dharmas latent in them. They don't arise without contacting with sense objects. If you push through into the thorny bushes, the forest of sense objects, then the latent dharmas arise as greed, anger and delusion. Therefore we always have latent sores within us. The Buddha warned us not pushed ourselves into the thorny bushes. If you go into the forest of sense objects and no greed, anger, and delusion arise is without faults. The Buddha gave an example how to look after the six animals. Bound each of these six animals with strong ropes and together made a knot. The other five animals would follow behind the strongest one as pulling by it. Sayadaw told the nature of six animals. Every day we have to look after the six sense doors like the six animals. Always we are pulling away by one of the strongest one without our preferences. I will teach you the way to control them. T4. Retold the nature of the six animals. We are bound with the six animals which have different nature and preference to the ropes of Tanner and we're herding them by the knot of ignorance. Strike a strong post on the ground and bind them there if you don't want to die as being pulled by them. They have to come and lie down there. Therefore, the Buddha taught us to live with one of the Satipatthana. Without it, we are living and dying with the impermanence of lives. It does not become the knot of ignorance if you can contemplate before the tanner comes in. You must contemplate whatever arises from the six senses doors. Sayadaw instructed contemplation of the mind, Sittanupassana. Living with lacking of mindfulness is a life of bad living and dying. Therefore, the Buddha said that the way of mindfulness was very important. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 5th of January 1959, the 16th of January 1961 and the 24th of October 1961. Breaking the Axle of the Taints. Those three talks were delivered at different times, but they had connection and using the wheel symbol to explain the Dharma and practice. The picture of the wheel was mainly connected with the third talk, but it also can be used for the other two talks. Closing square bracket. Fig 1. A complete set of the wheel with four spokes. Fig 2. Separated parts of the wheel. The inner core, the axle, asava. The inner wheel, the red circle, avijja and tanha. The two outer circles, two outer wheels. The inner blue and the outer black. It becomes four circular parts after being taken out the parts, explaining the above wheel picture. There are all five parts in it. 1. Inner core, axle represents three asava, taints, i.e., taints of sensuality, kamasava, taint of becoming, bhavasava, and taint of view, dittasava. Combining them together becomes tanha and ditthi, craving and wrong view. 2. The red circle, inner wheel represents ignorance and craving, avijja and tanha. 3. The four spokes are types of kamma created by beings. 1 and 2 are wholesome and unwholesome kammas. 3 and 4 are rupa and arupa jhanas. 4. Outer blue circle, the outer wheel represents the five khandhas or khanda. 5. Outer black circle or outermost wheel represents old age, sickness and death, which follow or rolling with the blue khandhas. It's made by iron or metal to protect the blue, which is made of wood, not to become worn out. T1. Sayadaw gave this talk for yogis to decide their experiences of the end of dukkha, nibbana and fruition, phala. Near the end of dukkha, the yogi only experiences dukkha is arising and dukkha is ceasing and does not see the khandhas. The yogi will not see vedana but only anicca if he observes vedana. The perception of vedana is disappeared when dukkha ends and nibbana appears. Path consciousness, magga, is seeing dukkha ends and nibbana appears. Fruit consciousness is only seeing nibbana. There are two kinds of dependent arising, mula and pavati patika samuppadas. Sayadaw explained as the long and short ones. The whole 12 links is called mula patika samuppada. It is called pavati patika samuppada from vinana to kamabhava. Sayadaw explained the dependent arising from the samyutta nikaya. A wheel has five parts, from the center of the wheel to the outward. These are 1. Inner core axle. 2. Inner wheel, the red. 3. The spokes. 4. Outer wheel, blue. 5. The outermost, black. Axle is asavas. Ignorance and craving are the turners of the wheel. Inner wheel is avijja and tanha. Spokes are kammas. The outer wheels are khandhas and old age, sickness and death. If kamasava is turning the wheel, beings are born in kamaloka, sensual planes, i.e., human being and celestial beings. With avijasava is turning the wheel and beings are born in the planes of misery, the four apayabhum. Bhavasava turns the wheel to brahmaloka, the planes of Brahma gods. In this talk Sayadaw gave three spokes only for kamma. The whole 12 links of D.A. is about samsara and developed samvega and urging one for practice. The six senses doors are factories produce the whole wheel. The Buddha gave a very remarkable analogy of the wheel for D. A. Inner wheel ignorance and craving support the spokes kamas and it support the outer wheel khandhas. Axel. Asava is turning the inner wheel. If we are breaking down the spokes with satipatthana, bhavana, and all the other parts, asava, avidya, tanha and khandhas come to a stop. This is the end of dukkha, nibbana. Living beings are turning the wheel of asava for dukkha. But the Buddha was turning the wheel of dharma for ending dukkha. Katha nana, knowledge knowing the ending of dukkha. There are two points to know directly, knowing the ending of dukkha and the arising of nibbana. This is only the real katha nana. There are three knowledges of the vipassana process, i.e., sakka, kikka and katha nanas respectively. According to Sayadaw, yathabhuta nana, seeing impermanence is kikka nana. Penetration of the truth of dukkha, i.e., from nibbida nana onward knowledges are kikka nana and path knowledge is katha nana. Yogi is only seeing dukkha is revolving when katha nana is close to arise. He can't see the mind and body but knows dukkha is arising and dukkha is ceasing. At the time of dukkha ceases and at the same time nibbana arises. Sometimes Sayadaw was using language to describe the yogi's own experiences directly, maybe it makes some scholars in doubt and confusion. But if we carefully contemplate can find out the truth. The best way is direct experience, even though maybe still have difficulty to express in words. One arises and two ceases, one is dukkha arises and two dukkha ceases. The path knowledge is seeing it. After that fruition minds arise. These minds are seeing nibbana. Therefore, path knowledge and fruition knowledge are very different. D. A. Is dukkha khanda revolving continuously? Nibbana is this dukkha khanda's stop revolving or this dukkha khanda's not exist? There are two revolving of the D. A. Sections 1, 2, 3 and 4 are the long one and sections 2 and 3 are the short one. These are also called Mula and Pavati Patika Samapadas. D. A. Mula Patika Samapada is also important because only good understanding of the samsaric dukkha can have strong samvega, sense of urgency. And then we want to make the effort to end dukkha. The outer wheel, blue, represents the five khandhas and the iron sheet, black, is aging, sickness and death. T2. This talk includes with a few details in practice than the previous one. There are three asava, kamasava, bhavasava and dittasava. These are like the axle of the wheel. Combine the three and become two, tanha and ditthi. Therefore, tanha is more powerful than avidya, which is the inner wheel. How to break the asava? Use the sword of wisdom, the noble eightfold path. There are two stages to cut down the asava, vipassana nana and magga nana, insight knowledge and path knowledge. Vipassana nana cuts down the other layers and magga nana destroys the core, the axle. The khandhas never have happiness, sukha. It's the truth of dukkha. Who constructs this khandha? Birth, aging and death are the iron sheet wheel, the outer black wheel. Who is turning this wheel? The axle is turning it. It's asava axle. Not knowing is asava, you will say the axle and the wheel are very far, i.e., the outer wheel. The axle and inner wheel are connecting. The inner wheel is ignorance and surrounded the axle. How do you revolve in samsara? The axle of asava is surrounding by the inner wheel of avidya and turning with birth, aging and death. The wholesome and unwholesome spokes, kama, connect with birth, aging and death, the outer wheel, and ignorance, the inner wheel. The spokes are sometimes going up and down during the turning or moving, depending on the kamas of beings, but mostly in the planes of misery dugati. The Buddha also mentioned that the permanent homes of living beings were mostly the planes of misery. If we are checking our own mind every day we will understand what he said. The outer wheel is moving accordingly to the axle. This is turning the round of existence. Samsara. Asava Samudaya, right pointing arrow of Vijjasamudaya, from Samyutta Nikaya, taints lead to ignorance. Avijja Pakaya Sankara, Sankara Pakaya Jati, right pointing arrow Jara, Marana, ignorance condition volitional formation, right pointing arrow birth, right pointing arrow aging and death. This is describing D. A. In short way. By the revolving of the taint of craving, Tanna, axle, the inner wheel of ignorance is turning. Because of ignorance, volition formation arises and spokes come into existence. And then it connects with birth, aging, and death. Therefore the Buddha warned us, whatever offerings were made, one must remind about the destruction of the taints, asavas. Idam mi punam asavakaya vaham hotu, may this merit for the destruction of the taints to me. Destruction of taints is nibbana. The destruction of taints is very important. Taints and ignorance are mutually connecting to each other. If one of them exists, the other also does. Taints have to be destroyed. There are three of them. 1. Kamasava, taints of sensuality, clinging to the five cords of sensual pleasure, form, sound, smell, taste and touch. 2. Bhavasava, taints of becoming, desire for this and that life. 3. Dittasava, taints of view, making things as me and mine. If you break them, the axle, the wheel can't move. The wandering round of existence, samsara, can't continue. The khandhas you get are foul or loathsome dukkha, asubha dukkha. In this situation you are adding more of the asubha dukkha of the loads of sons and daughters is very shameful indeed, to the Aryan's eyes. We are quite foolish and crazy people. We had coffins and sometimes not when we were wandering in samsara sometime. Sometime we had clothes and sometime not, as human beings and animals, mostly without any clothes and coffins to bury. Therefore we are wandering with shame and disadvantages. Let us do the job of breaking the axle. If we break the axle even though the whole wheel are connecting with it still can't move on. The axle is greed and wrong view, lobha and ditthi. Therefore tanha is more powerful than ignorance. We can only break the axle with the sword of the path, factors of the path. So, I have told you contemplate with insight. The knowledge of insight, vipassana magga, breaks it off as much as possible. The true path knowledge totally destroys it. It's something like you want to get the core of the wood, you can't get it without trimming out the branches and the outer layers firstly. You must remember this example. At first, use the vipassana sword to cut the outer layers, then cut the core part by the magga sword. Continue to talk about the contemplation of the mind. Whatever mind arises, contemplate as impermanence and become anicca, magga. Because of anicca the affection to the khanda kamasava not arises. This is me and mine, the wrong view not arises and becomes right view. So, dittasava also falls away. It cuts off the upper layers of three asava and continuing the contemplation will become disenchanted. Disenchantment is developed by a lot of contemplation. It comes closer to the core when the knowledge becomes mature. Knowledge becomes sharper means can cut more to the axle. Becoming is not to be joyful. Destruction of it is no need to be sad about. It's because all a truth of dukkha. Cutting the outer layer is taking time. Cutting the core doesn't take much time for it. Path knowledge comes only once. T3, the Buddha said that using his knowledge to trace backwardly of any living being past lives would never end, even he did it for his whole life. But he could point out each living being's samsaric existences as the cause of ignorance and craving. The beginning of living beings is ignorance and craving. Explaining the above wheel picture. One inner core, the axle, represents three asavas, i.e., kamasava, bhavasava and dittasava. These three asavas combine together become tanha and ditthi. 2. The red circle, the inner wheel, represents avijja and tanha. 3. The four spokes represent types of kama beings create sad face, 1. Wholesome kama, 2. Unwholesome kama, 3. Rupajhana and 4. Arupajhana. 4. Outer blue circle. The outer wheel represents the 5 kanda, 4 kandas and 1 kanda, i.e., Brahma gods with mind only and with body only. 5. The black circle. The outermost wheel represents birth, aging, sickness and death which follow the kanda wheel. From 1 to 5 each support each other outwardly and whirling together going on and on in the samsaric journey. How to break the asava? By the sword of wisdom, the noble 8 eightfold path. There are 2 stages to cut down the asavas. Vipassana Nayan and Magga Nayan, insight and path knowledges. Vipassana Nayan cut off the outer layers and Magga Nayan the core. Any type of kama beings done always end up in birth, aging and death. To stop them for functioning, it's important to destroy the core axle, i.e. the asavas and the inner wheel, avijja and tanha. It is to know the D.A. of the kanda arising and ceasing to become a Buddha. About the connection of dukkhas a D.A. It's the truth of dukkha. Therefore the cessation of dukkha is nirodha sakka. Not knowing the Four Noble Truths is ignorance. Have affection to things wherever you are in is tanha. Only one who knows one's own ugliness wants to make correction. The Buddha also said in this way. Accept vipassana and magga kammas, whatever you are doing cannot cut through the cycle of birth, aging and death. Whatever kanda you have only end up at aging and death. Therefore don't perform merits just for round of existence, kasala vata. Just only do merits for no round of existence, kasala vivata, if you want, for it's never free from dangers wherever you are. Here the axle of asava and the inner wheel of avijja and tanha are the most important parts. By their turning that kandas are whirling around. All merits done under the influence of ignorance and craving will end up at the dangers of aging and death. The whole wheel will stop only the axle and the spokes are breaking apart. Inside the wheel only exist 2 of the noble truths, dukkha and its cause. Dukkha sakka and samudaya sakka. Here Sayadaw explained clearly and openly why he didn't accept making merits for rebirths. He was always making people to understand dukkha and want to transcend it by talks and meditations before performing their dainas. There were a few collections of talk by him on this topic. Have to follow with knowledge from behind the feeling. If not, it connects with tanha, upadana kama and whirling around. Whatever mind arises contemplate its impermanence. Tanha, upadana and kama do not arise with contemplation, axle and spokes are broken. We are making spokes from the 6 senses doors. We change new spokes when the spokes are not good. From every sense door comes tanha, upadana and kama and every day it's uncountable for us. From the factories of sense doors we are changing new spokes and the wheel is turning on non-stop. Therefore you have to cut it down with the path knowledge. Do the job of the path factors. In this way the axle of ignorance and craving are broken, and the spokes of kama not exist, and the wheel can't turn on and on.